Donate to CJSF 90.1 FM's annual fund drive to help fund independent journalism in a rapidly shifting media landscape, to support local and independent artists who get invaluable FM airplay they can't get anywhere else, to provide a platform for underrepresented and marginalized voices, and to feel awesome about contributing to your community. Be awesome with us and donate now to CJSF 90.1 FM. Our fund drive runs from October 30th to November 5th. Donate at cjsf.ca/donate.
Tape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Solo, Katie, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. My soundboard's being a bit of a loser, so sometimes you gotta do some percussive maintenance.
Classic loser soundboard.
Classic loser soundboard. Bull patootie. Anyway, this is the Vancouver Mixtape, as I just said, automatically without even thinking about it, but it is. This is the show that me and that guy,
Jamie, hi!
Hey, this is our show, and we love doing this show, I think, right, Jamie?
Look, we've been doing it for over a decade.
Over a decade.
Holy smokes, you don't do that if you're just, like, mildly interested.
No, it doesn't really happen, like, by accident, necessarily. We had to decide to do this almost every week for, as you said, almost over a decade. And, you know, this show also is the reason, like, we both went to do additional schooling because of how much we enjoyed doing this show.
Right. It was an inspiration. We wanted to do this show as good as we can.
As good as we can. And also, I mean, for me, I work in radio now because of that. And so radio has been a very large part of both of our lives, I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just really grateful to be able to do this show and grateful to the people out there listening to it, because really, if you're not, if there were no one listening to this show, I don't think we'd be doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
there is some vanity. There is some, like, oh, I want to do this because I want to, but it's because I want to tell other people about this music. I want to share this with people, right?
Yeah, and engaging with people has been so fun. Mm. And you only do that if people are listening, and it's, I don't know, it still is a real trip to hear people say, like, hey, heard the show last night, it was really great.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that, and it matters a lot. And the fact that people, like, download the podcast after the fact,
mm-hmm.
Like, we have numbers to back that up, too, which is rare for our community radio station.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, no, grateful for everybody that puts us in their ear holes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, today's show is just going to be mostly us playing some tunes and just continuing to heap on gratitude in all the ways that we can think of over the next hour. Because, like I said, we need you.
We need you, and we love you.
So, Jamie, I am going to have to pivot from the song that I was going to play because, there we go.
Because the song was I Hate All Listeners?
You know what?
Maybe that's not the best. For the listener appreciation show.
Yeah, why don't we do something different then? We will do instead a song by one of our most very favorite of all time Vancouver artists, the I was going to say lo-fi, but no, it's DIY pop.
Mm.
Very hi-fi legend.
Mm.
The one and only Devours, who we haven't really been talking about, but he's got a new album coming out, like, the day after tomorrow, or if you're listening to this on a podcast, it's out now.
And the release show is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and everything that Jeff has shared from the new record, which is called Homecoming Queen, has been amazing. We're going to have to do something, talk to him, get him back on the show, of course, to celebrate. But
Let's play the latest single, which I think is fittingly titled when we're talking about how much we love our listeners. That's you. Yeah, you. We love you a lot. This is 10 Things I Crave About You. Things I Crave About You by Devours from the upcoming or recently released album Homecoming Queen, depending on when you're listening to this. I bet you were expecting another song as per classic Vancouver mixtape formula. But no, today it's all about you. And what do you want? You want to hear us talk about how great you are.
And you know what? You're great. The one listening to this, you're great.
Yeah. I want to ask you, Jamie, how many followers does the Vancouver mixtape have on Instagram?
On Instagram.
Or whichever platform you feel like is the best representation.
I'm going to give you two. So first set of numbers for Twitter, it's 1,336.
Leet. We have leet Twitter followers.
Oh, wow. I didn't even put that together. Oh!
Come on. We got to lock it. We got to lock the account. Yeah. Sorry. If you're not in now, you're obviously welcome to join the leet Vancouver mixtape Twitter feed.
But Jesse, yeah. I feel like you're on Twitter more than you're on Instagram.
True.
Do you have any idea what our Instagram follower count? What? Just take a shot. What
7. No.
A little more than that.
No, I know we have more than 7 wonderful listeners out there who follow us on Instagram. 500.
1,711 followers.
Whoa, 7-11. We have really good follower numbers.
We have really, really good.
You know what? And you know what? That's because you're so many awesome people. Like, it's mind-blowing to me that that many people... that this silly little radio show has a dedicated following that it can say in the hundreds. Like, that's, over 1,000 on a couple different social media platforms. And this sounds like bragging. And I don't want it to come off as us being like, oh, look how many followers we have, even though that's exactly how it's coming off. I just want to say, like, it really floors me to know that, like, there is a... You're out there. Like, we have proof that you're out there listening. And obviously, if you're out there listening, like, you have all the proof you need because you're listening. But I'm really thankful that that those of you who do follow us have chosen to follow us and keep following us, and that there are just people out there listening and looking forward to new episodes in the mixtape, and who get to join us on some of the really cool experiences that I definitely would not have had without radio and therefore listeners, right? Like, I think about the Victory Square Block Party, and sure, it's a free event, anyone can go, but having sort of worked/volunteered to help support that event over the last few years, as CJSF collaborated with CITR, the other campus community radio station in Greater Vancouver, although I guess if we're expanding to Greater Vancouver, I also have to include CFU.
CFRO.
That's co-op radio.
That's co-op radio.
Which is community radio, but not campus community radio. No, Abbotsford.
CFUV.
It is CFUV. I just always think that's University of Victoria.
No. CIVL. This is civil.
Yes, of course. Okay, cool.
We did it. We got there. We got there, folks.
I was meandering about to say that I get to, help out with that. And as this show has also done for me, just, like, be exposed to a whole bunch of really cool bands. Like, just watch these performances and just get into all these situations and invite bands in here. And without the radio show, there's no pretext to, like, invite a band we like to come hang out for an hour, right? Like, I guess you could do that. Maybe you should do that. If there's a band you like, you should invite them over to your house, maybe to play a show. That could be cool. But, I just think we're really lucky, and I'm grateful to you for helping make that happen. So, I guess we could play another song, just... Because I know you're probably feeling embarrassed right now with us talking about how great you are.
I know. We're being cringy dads.
We're laying it on a little thick. One of the other perks of working... Well, it's the same perk. It's just another example of it. Some cool music that just got sent to me by my work. Like, the radio station was like, hey, you might like this music.
Doesn't Jesse have a cool job?
Mm-mm-mm. I do like this music, and it's by an artist that I had never heard before, which, it's
That's a little snobby, I guess, but I am a little surprised when one of my coworkers sends me a local artist I haven't heard of, because we host a show called the Vancouver Mixtape, and that's kind of like the whole thing, is we're trying to share local music. But this time the roles were reversed, and Robin forwarded on a song by Cast, which is a band that, as I mentioned, I had never heard of, featuring the duo of Jessica Legere and James Meager, but also Ben Brown on drums. On this recording, there's a flugelhorn played by Akhil Gopal, and a tenor and alto saxophone
The biggest criticism of our show is that we don't feature
enough flugelhorn. Yeah. For sure. And so, as our gift to you, listener, we know what you have been pining for these long days. It's an awesome track with flugelhorn in it, featuring horn arrangements by Colin Nealis, who also did the horn arrangements for Andy Schaaf. So that's cool. Some bona fides, and also some bona fide great music. This is The Work of Your Hours by Cast here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Thanks for listening. to the mixtape from Vancouver called the Vancouver Mixtape. That was The Work of Your Hours by Cast here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And Jamie, I have to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your favorite thing about listening to the radio?
Finding new and interesting things that are brought to me in earnest by people who give a hoot about them. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to listen to the radio or just like hear something passively and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's cool and neat. But it's a different thing for somebody to passionately explain to you why it's good and that perhaps you should listen to it or consume it yourself, especially if you're open to that. Because sometimes unsolicited suggestions just fall on deaf ears.
True.
But if you're feeling open to new music and someone's like, oh, well, I got a rock and roll or pop or hip-hop troupe for you, well, you better listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
That rules. That rules. It's nice hearing stories, and it's nice hearing what these songs that we're kind of pitching to the larger population here are about. And it's nice that we also just go back to what we do. But it's nice to be able to bring those narratives from artists directly to you so that the artist can tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always great to have an artist in studio talking directly about what their music means to them or what they hope it means to their audience. I think one of the great things about our audience is that we don't have to necessarily be chasing for, like, looking for the next big thing.
You know,
that's one thing. You know, there's a very, I don't know if this is it depends how you think about it, but I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but there's a very select list of bands that have become too big to play on our show.
Sure.
Right?
It's
like,
a good
I think
joke
the list is, it's, I was going to say less than one hand, and it might be just one or two.
Yeah, we're getting there with some people, for
yeah.
sure.
And, you know, we often have to stretch it to be like, oh, well, like Carly Rae Jepsen, but like, I guess that's VanCon. We're not chasing that usually,
no.
Right? Like, we're not necessarily, like, sometimes we like really poppy music. I mean, we played Devours earlier. That was not the poppiest of Devours songs.
Sure.
And Jeff has often talked about how his music is pop disguised as nu metal, so maybe that's why we like it so much. Or, no, nu metal disguised as pop. Sorry. That would be very, very different things. But we like to, you, the listener, allow us to just, like, bring what is genuinely interesting to us to the table. And I'm really grateful for that. I think it's a great source of self-confidence, right? To know that my taste is shared by others, and others are willing to listen to what I have to bring them. So, super, super thankful for that. And for you out there, wherever you are.
I would like to build on that for a sec. I like the threat of an audience forces us to not just find things that we would like to present to people, but because we want to keep you, the audience, entertained, and like we're stretching our own boundaries here, because what matters to us is that we're playing stuff that you like and that we're hitting on more than just like one stream of thing, right? So the fact that you are kicking around and continuing to listen to us means that stretching ourselves out and what our genres are and what we tend to like is working, and it's exposing us and helping us grow as people too, Jesse.
Yeah, well, and that pressure that, well, you know, it's not like you're standing out there standing outside the studio ready to knife us if you don't like what we're playing, but it's motivation, right? It's motivation to come in and do this thing that is interesting. I have another show that I do on the radio sometimes, a Speak Up on Thursday mornings, And I was also doing my best to share my appreciation of our listeners during that show this week and this Thursday. And I was reminded of a conversation that I had with the visual artist Rose L. Williams that actually happened in the studio we're in now. And she is a she's a visual artist, as I said, but she's also a expressive arts therapist. And we have another friend, former bandmate, who does similar work. And she was talking about, you know, how her art has helped her work through personal trauma. But also how one of the things she was talking about was that, like, it doesn't have to be what you might think of as, like, capital A art,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it doesn't have to be that you're, like, painting a masterpiece to, like, channel your trauma into this, like, perfect thing. It's just,
yeah.
like, doing creative activity helps you process things. It helps you resolve things. It helps you come to decisions and learn things that you wouldn't otherwise if you were not doing that activity. And this, making radio, is like one of my primary creative activities, right? Even though it's, you know, sometimes it's just showing up and playing some music, sometimes it's a deep conversation, and sometimes even just like the act of going through and sorting and curating music, that helps me work through things without even necessarily realizing it. So again, thank you for allowing that to happen. It's very valuable to me.
Me too. Should we play more music?
Let's do it. Earlier in this segment, the talking part of this segment, we mentioned, we didn't mention, but kind of mentioned a band that is too big to be played on the Vancouver mixtape. We were, of course, referring to Japandroids, because what other artists could we be referring to?
A classic refrain from us.
And so I'm going to play not Japandroids.
Oh.
And not a cover of Japandroids.
Oh.
But a song that half of the song title is the same as a Japandroids song title. How's that for a connection?
That's good. A+,
it's
Jesse.
It's also a demo, which is classic Vancouver mixtape. This one is by Jillian Lake, and it is called Wet Hair Waiting for Dark.
Bye.